Good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your host, your brother, your man of God, David Abraham. And we are back with another great and wonderful episode. I truly believe that this will bless you. So welcome. Hope you guys are doing well on today. I'm doing well. That was this little cold thing. Hallelujah. That tried to jump on me out of nowhere. This weekend. And it's like, it happened maybe Saturday, and, you know, it was a lot of chest cold, mucus and stuff. And it was gone by Sunday, most of it. But, like, these last few days, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and today, it's like that. It's like a little, little bit, you know, that just keeps going. But, hallelujah, we are healed. We are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No little cold. And I rarely get sick, you know, by the grace of God, you know, but it was a little, you know, whatever, right? But my voice, hallelujah. Yeah, nah. So, but we're much better today. I want to discuss the concept of dying to self. it's such a wonderful topic, right? Such a wonderful topic. Something has to die. Hallelujah. Ooh, good morning, y'all. Bear with me. You know, I get a little, you know, excited, and I get excited about speaking about the Lord Jesus and the things He's done in my life, and just what the Holy Spirit has shared with me. You know, so every time I get an opportunity to speak with you guys, to speak with the people of God, I'm excited. I get excited, you know. But let's pray it in, and then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning humbly with grateful hearts to receive this word. This word that comes from you to edify, to encourage, to express deeply your love from an understanding of a father and a son's place. Hallelujah. So we thank you for this gathering this morning, and may the words I speak, may they be molded, may they have the fire, so that those listening, they become convicted, they become encouraged, and you reveal a new and deeper level of understanding of who you are to them in their lives and in mine as well. We thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, dying to self. And the verses we're going to be speaking from: Matthew 16:24, Galatians 2:20, and Luke 9:23. But dying to self means letting go of our personal desires and ambitions to follow Christ fully. Matthew 16:24 calls each believer, and let's go there. I want to read Matthew 16:24 to you, right? And it reads, "Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him or her," you know, for all the super Christians out there, now I want to make it clear, "let him, let her deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20 explains that our identity shifts when we accept Christ. We live through him. See, this is when, for a lot of us, so many of us, we have plans, we have ambitions, desires, and our Heavenly Father has those exact same things for us. But see, we want what we want. We want how we want it. And there's no reverence. There's no... Jesus ain't in it. He's not. It's about you. It's about what it's going to do for you and not for the kingdom. It's about filling your bank account, getting you recognized and, you know, honor from men and all these things. And it's foolishness. Now, understand that when we follow, when we surrender and kill those desires and realize that I am picking up my cross to follow the Lord Jesus. The humility, the dying of one's self, one's flesh. Oh, Jesus, help me. There's a process. There's a process that we must go to when we lay down our lives. When we surrender to his leadings, to his wisdom, to his teachings, that you will then fully understand the purpose and calling on your life. Now, I truly believe, and this is my own, through my personal experience, that some of our desires aren't off. What do I mean by that? If you feel called to start a business or whatever that desire is, you know, you want, you know, whatever it may be, there's a reason for that conviction that is, that definitely comes from God. The gifts you have, the things you just knew since you were a child. But see, this is where we go wrong. There's a way, there's a process, there's a positioning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a positioning of one's heart. See, one of the beautiful and most wonderful things about Jesus is, for, of course, after his love, his humility. And some of us, oh Jesus, our pride, our ego, Italabakasi. Hallelujah. And I look, I have been guilty of this as well. We all have. So repent. Repent daily. It's such a it's such a it's such a displeasing, I would even say, you know, to be prideful, man, makes you an enemy of God. Oh my, hallelujah. That's a whole nother topic. I don't want to go too far down there, because my time or his time. So, but our pride and our egos and our selfish desires does nothing for God. And we are only here, be clear, to do what pleases him. Come on now. Let's talk about that. Hallelujah. And that'd be the biggest thing, you know, for a lot of us, you know, including myself. It's like, what? You want me to do what? Oh, man. I don't know, man. Why you want me to? You know what I'm saying? We all been there. Come on now. Oh, it's just me. So I want to encourage you guys to just reflect a bit on our daily choices. What desires or ambitions that we need to surrender? Self-denial, service is a great self-denial practice. It positions you, it puts you in right standing in your heart posture, because to serve someone else is nothing about you, but it's how you do it. See, this is why a lot of people in church, yeah, I'm talking about y'all, I love y'all, but we gotta do better, for sure. But seriously, we have to do better, because you could be, just like some of us can pray amiss, you could serve wrong, you doing it to appear in godliness, but lack lack the power or deny the power thereof. What scripture is that, guys? Help me out with that. Hallelujah. But we can appear godly, but in our heart, you despise, you hate, you envy your brother. Oh, Lord, help us. Have mercy. Oh, Jesus. See, that's why we must die to self. We must get before the Lord. We must ingest, digest, eat the letter, eat his word, eat it, eat the scroll. So that when we eat it, hallelujah, things begin to change, transform. You don't even know why you feel the urge to go over there, make a meal and hand it to the homeless guy you see every day that stays by your neighborhood behind the building. You see him every day and you just usually walk past him, but because the Lord has transformed, renewed your mind by the reading of his word and the hearing of his word. My apologies. That change happened. Huh? The dying happened. Excuse me. Yeah, that's that last little bit. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But now you go and you make this meal and you bring this clothing for this man you've seen and you normally would walk by. See, that's what it is. That's what we're called to do. That's true discipleship. That's true serving. Right there. Right there. It's dying to self. It ain't about you. You know? Somebody, come on. Come on, talk to me. Y'all quiet. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Surrendering to Christ leads to a deeper faith and reliance on him. This is a benefit to have a deeper faith. A faith like Abraham. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And reliance. See, Abraham had a faith where he was going to sacrifice his son. What's your level of sacrifice? Hallelujah. Oh, now they getting quiet now. Sacrifice his son. So think about that. The level of sacrifice and obedience and reliance on him to sacrifice your son. You got to sacrifice those relationships. God is calling you to leave your hometown. Yeah. Leave that man and woman who has pulled you further and further away from him. Leave that environment, that community that you grew up in that has been nothing but pull you further and further away from him. We must die. You have to die. Hallelujah. Do you really? Hallelujah. That was a song. They say, ain't no such thing as halfway. Look, we can't halfway do this. Ain't no halfway. You can't be on the fence. I heard somebody say the other day that Satan owns the fence. This lukewarm. You better off being cold than in the middle. I ain't look. Hey, hold on. See, look. Help me, Lord. Say this the right way. You know, because I said, you better pick. You can't be over here with me, then over there with them, and then you coming back trying to tell me about what you doing. See, I had to. That's for my, yeah. But no, seriously. We can't halfway do this. You say you want the things of God. You want, yeah. You love him. But you in church on Sunday, and then you doing things to bring attention to yourself. When the Lord, when God highlights you, you ain't gotta do all. You ain't gotta do nothing but what he said. That's it. It's gonna blow up. It's gonna do what he said it's gonna do. Cause he don't lie. He doesn't lie. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta die so you can receive the Isaac, or you want the Ishmael who, yeah, I mean, what you want to do? Because his promise, his word never comes back void. What does that mean? If he said it, like my mom used to say, if I said it, I meant it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His promise are never broken. See, your promises, you've been given broken promises from broken people that did not allow God to break them. Or understood that he was breaking them. See, he doesn't. If he said it, it shall be done. It is done. But you, oh, ye of little faith. Hallelujah. Where are we going here? I'm about to wrap this up because I think. No, I don't. I know that his purpose was accomplished here this morning. Are you willing to surrender? Are you willing to die? I mean dead. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus died, when he died, he rose with all power in his hands.
hallelujah, to die with Christ. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Oh, Lord.
Oh. I want to pray us out. I want to pray us out.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, before I say this prayer, before I pray us out, I want us to truly meditate on Matthew 16:24. Galatians 2:20 and Luke 9:23. Those three verses. Take time throughout your day, while you're at work, just to read on them. Sit, wait, think about them. Think about your life. Think about all he's brought you through. Think about the things you've done out of your own. Reflect is what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Sit, wait, sit, and wait on the Lord to speak. For some of us, it's a still small voice. For some of us, it's going to be your coworker. She's going to come out the blue and say, "Girl." Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. But sit, wait. Wait on the Lord. And when you do, you will truly, truly be made anew. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a humble heart, seeking to align our lives with your will. As your word teaches us in Luke 9:23, we desire to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow you. Help us to understand the true meaning of dying to self and embracing the new life you offer through Christ. In Galatians 2:20, we are reminded that we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. Lord, may your spirit guide us. Guide our thoughts, our words, and actions so we reflect your love and grace to those around us. Help us, Lord, to identify the areas in our life where we struggle with selfishness or pride. Give us the courage to surrender our desires and ambitions to you, knowing that Romans 12:1 calls us to present our body as a living sacrifice, pleasing and holy. Teach us to see our lives as an act of worship, dedicated to serving you and others. We pray that you will fill us with the humility described in Philippians 2:3-4, enabling us to consider others more significant than ourselves. Help us to look not only to our own interests, but also to the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that when we lose our life for your sake,
we will find it. May we be reminded that in surrendering to you, we gain true fulfillment and purpose. As we navigate our daily life, may we reflect your light and love, impacting the world around us. Strengthen our resolve to follow you wholeheartedly, trusting that you are with us every step of the way. We pray this prayer in the authority and in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Amen. That's my time, guys. I love you. I love you deeply. But Jesus loves you so much more. This is Unveiled by Grace. I am your brother, your man of God, and his humble servant. I will speak with you soon. Have a blessed day, but more than that, be a blessing to others. Shalom.